Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for being a listener.
Ben writes in, Keith and the Girl, I just wanted to send a quick note of appreciation on how you keep your ads fun. I've given up on weekly podcasts because of how they present their ads.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to shit on this guy who's so excited by our ads. Thank you so much. He didn't say he used any of them. He's just entertained by them. But it can't, you know, most people only have one or two ads in an hour.
You somehow make it an enjoyable part of the show. Best wishes on your Keith and the Girl events, Ben.
That's funny because he's like, oh, you make it so enjoyable. And I'm like, what are you enjoying about this? Just fucking deal with it.
KeithandtheGirl.com/coupons. You'll see all the discount codes we have for everything to change your life.
Yeah, it's really helpful to check out that page, KeithandtheGirl.com/coupons. You get money off. We get to show our sponsors that they should keep supporting us, and then we have to come up with different ways of saying the same thing.
But yes, this is it. Keith and the Girl weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's tonight.
Friday, we're going to be meeting everybody in person.
Do you know what the name of the place is for tonight? I don't expect you to know anything but your memorized Sunday night script for your birthday.
Thank you.
And also, it didn't have a name. I named it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And you named it?
Fleek.
Fleek.
Why? Because I'm the coolest 42-year-old ever.
Right. What else did we say 10 years ago? That's what we're going to call Saturday's venue.
We're going to call it, Do You Fucks With Us?
Right. No, I'm very excited. We're going to have time to meet and say hi to everybody while we're playing, of course, cornhole for prizes. We have Jenga. I'll have games from Pound Town.
I don't think anyone encouraged cornhole more than me this year.
Right.
Like ever in life.
Where did you play it first? That
camping.
Camping. And you're like, this has to be a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know. If I saw it in a different place, because Scott brought it.
Right.
And I'm like, what? It's a sliding thing with a hole.
Right.
And he's like, I made it myself. I go, it's a sliding thing with a hole. Actually, it's engineered amazingly. He's brilliant. But I started throwing that sack. And I was hooked right away. But what I didn't know is it's like a shitty frat bar thing to do.
Sure.
Well, I didn't know that. Right. I would have been so turned off by it. And here I am going like, guys, want to play cornhole? Like, what do I sound like to people?
You thought it was a game for intellectuals. Cornhole.
Well, scientists made it.
And then we're doing, of course, on Saturday, Keith and the Girl live show with your favorite guests. And then after that, the game show, You Can't Say That. And then Sunday, perhaps my greatest stand-up yet.
I've never seen you this excited.
I am excited.
It's your first single one also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only did you get divorced, you could still mark the checkbox single.
Right.
What does single Keith sound like when he's doing stand-up? Because I remember that, Keith, and I was scared to talk to you because you were such a piece of shit. In a good way. In a nice way.
Somebody that I was that I'm dating now said, can I come to your stand-up? I said, you're going to ruin everything.
Right.
But I'm very, very excited. So if you can come out, keithandthegirl.com/tickets. Tickets will stop being online Friday at 12 noon. So you can buy tickets at the door, but you'll be buying late bird, I'm a piece of shit tickets.
Which we enjoy, but you might not enjoy as much.
Why bother? Yeah. Just get it online. Don't mess around. We'll have you on the list, done and dozy. Okay? Let's get to some news stories. I'm reading that media tycoon, Sumner Redstone, he's 94 years old. He's the major shareholder of CBS and Viacom. I know he had many affairs when he was married.
Sure. Why not?
Paid off many, many people.
To just not tell his wife? And here we are reading it on the news.
Because you can't have so many affairs, right?
But I wonder if you can keep it quiet that long for money.
One mistress, an aspiring reality show producer, 21.
What? Aspiring reality show producer?
Right.
No. No, she landed on reality shows, and congratulations, that's very nice. But aspiring...
I want to produce a reality show.
Yeah, I want to give young people a bunch of booze and say, go.
$21 million. A flight attendant.
Whoa.
Yes.
He gave one person $21 million?
He has money. He gave away 1.5% of his net worth over a five-year span.
That's only 1.5%?
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Oh, my God.
21, let's see, $18 million to a flight attendant. He would sip champagne out of her shoe that she was wearing all day.
Here's my question, really, really. He's only paying these people, not because he raped them, right?
Correct.
Because he's keeping it from his wife.
Yes.
His wife is like, just give me $100 million.
Right.
Let's divorce. Get the fuck out of my face and do whatever you want. That's why I find it like, it can't be because of his wife. It has to be because he likes being married and a piece of shit.
Right.
Right? Like, otherwise, why can't you just divorce? Oh, she might take half. I think you're still going to be okay.
Flight attendant got $18 million, and then he slept with the flight attendant's sister and gave $6
million. That's it?
Well, you can't give more if somebody, you know, passed you on. You can only give the same or less.
I thought he would have to give more.
Now, that's an insult to the first love.
Well, except that I would think that you're doubling down on the secret, you know?
A woman that he happened to meet through Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker.
Oh, Patty Stanger. I love her and hate her at the same time.
10 to 11 million. A mistress, a model, 7 million.
What's the point? You get to fuck these people for $20 million?
Another mistress, 1.5 million. So it is funny when you got paid 1.5 and now you're upset reading this list. I wasn't double digit million.
By the way, do rich and famous people understand that eventually we'll get this list and it'll be in the newspaper and so will their wives?
No.
Like, does it matter now? Maybe she's dead now, but he's still paying off. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm still wearing my ring.
Well, at
just keep saying, don't tell my wife.
He looks every bit his 94 years old. And when he's in meetings now, I'm not exaggerating or making this up. He has
like work meetings?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he gives his opinion on...
He still goes to work?
He still goes to work. But...
Oh, that whole company wants him to die.
Whenever he's given his opinions, he has an iPad that plays either yes, no, or fuck you.
As a response to everything.
As a response to anything.
Oh, can we play that for the rest of the time? I'll just say yes, no, or fuck you. Wait, he can't even say it. He's like, I showed up for work, but...
He could talk, but he's not going to bother. You're not worth this time.
I think it's more to press on a button than say yes, no, or fuck you.
I wonder if he plays this iPad when he's having sex. You know?
No, he has three other keywords like God. Oh, and yes, no. No, you're right. Could be the same. It's like fuck, marry, kill.
Maybe he's too old to talk. I'm being corrected that he can't even talk. So the woman would say, you know, do you want to fuck me? And then he's taking his old skeleton hand to the iPad and she's got to wait. What's he going to say?
So wait, not only can he not talk, he can't nod or shake his hand. I'm so sure.
Right.
and he can't give the middle finger.
Right.
He has to make sure. I don't know. This sounds a little like we're stretching the truth.
You know,
and by we, I mean him.
You know there's a giggle after every fuck you. Fuck you.
I like that he's a robot.
Yeah. Well, unless he recorded it himself and then did several takes. Mm. It's like, fuck you. No. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be a machine.
Oh, like not even his voice?
Or an assistant's voice.
What kind? Okay. So instead of going to a meeting one day, he brings in his assistant and he goes, look, I'm sick of talking. Mm-hmm. And typing is also not a thing. So can you program this iPad is what he plays it on?
Yeah.
And he has it right in front of him. So they actually know where his finger is going
to
go.
Right. And they have to wait for it.
Yes. So you can see, or does he have it on there? Like, you know, when you're ready to type, you put all your fingers in the right place. Is he just on the three buttons and then he just plays the piano with them?
We're thinking of just buying you out, Mr. Sumner. And he starts moving his finger to the fuck you. And you're like, okay, all right, hold on. It's coming. Okay. So we know you're not into this idea. Oh my God, he still insists. He keeps going. Here it comes.
Fuck you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sumner. So you're against that. All right. Good to know. Good to know.
Did you?
You can tell the difference when it's a machine. What'd you ask? Did I just?
Yes.
Will I stop doing this?
No.
Let's call someone up and you try to talk to them with only yes, no, and fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right, fair. No, I get it.
No.
My goodness. I see the simplicity of this now.
Yes.
What a long meeting these would be, right?
Yeah. But also, this is the best conversation you and I had. So I think he's on to something. No. It's more obnoxious than I thought.
Yes.
Are you satisfied with your recordings?
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
Fuck you.
I wish I had a none of your business, but I don't.
That's fuck you.
Yes.
I have one of Henda too. She doesn't know it.
No. What do you want? That covers yes, no, and fuck you. I'm very succinct. What do you want? Oh my God, that sounds terrible. Did you get that from Baby Butt?
I was reading about TJ Miller. You remember we were talking about him some time ago. He's
the guy that punched a woman in the face.
That's right. He.
Why am I saying that so happy? Because I remember something because Keith told me right before the show.
Yeah. Rape was involved too, but Hendry remembers the punches.
So extra.
And he just got arrested for making a fake bomb threat.
Is he bored? I mean that bored.
Well, he knows he already has eyes on him, you know?
When you start making over $70,000, which is supposedly the amount that, like, past that you can't get any happier, do you go, let me try. A bomb threat might work.
The rape and choke story of when he was in college came out. And when it came out, there's already, of course, projects that he's done. He was on Silicon Valley that didn't come out yet. And now they're coming out. Deadpool 2.
Oh, I see.
Ready Player One. And it's a little
he's
weird.
He's in Ready Player One?
He's a big part in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's funny in it.
Oh, God.
But you can't help but remember it. What an asshole.
Wow.
But you would think you would calm down, but he made a fake bomb threat and got arrested.
What did he do it over Twitter?
It was LaGuardia Airport. He was charged in a federal criminal complaint with intentionally conveying to law enforcement false information about an explosive device on a train traveling to Connecticut. According to federal prosecutors, he called a 911 dispatcher in New Jersey and reported that he was on Amtrak train 2256 traveling from D.C. toward Penn Station in New York City.
He thinks he's doing a math problem.
And that a female passenger, quote, has a bomb in her bag. Miller described the woman as having brown hair and a scarf. Amtrak officials stopped the train at Greens Farm Station in Westport, Connecticut. Passengers were taken off the train, and bomb squad members did a search, but no explosive device or materials were found.
Was he on that train?
It sounds like he wasn't even on the train.
So he...
He just picked a train.
And a scarf.
And a specific number and made up a woman's outfit.
Now, what do you want? You want to take bets on whether he's going to get in actual trouble or not? Any jail time?
Jail time, I don't know. But
I mean, that's a huge thing. You not only inconvenienced and fucking scared the shit out of people, you called the bomb squad. I imagine that's $1 million on the taxpayers or however they get to that number. Right. But that's, can he pay the city back?
He was released on a $100,000 bond.
He shits that out.
Right, I'm sure.
People are giving more money to people they slept with so that they won't tell their wives even though it's coming into the newspaper.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to him. What do you say?
I don't know that it's this, but I think he will be in major trouble before the end of his life.
Major trouble meaning he's going to kill himself with drugs, overdosing, or something like that.
Okay.
How old is he? He's not going to reach 30. How old is he?
He's over 30 easily.
Oh, then he's not going to reach 94. He's over 30?
So of course.
What a piece of shit.
But you thought he was 12.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if I pissed off my mom?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's gonna, like, I'm getting excited about something's gonna happen with Bill Cosby.
He's 36? Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I don't know why if he was 23, I'm like, okay, he'll get over it. But holy shit. What were you doing at 36?
Not making bomb threats?
No, I think you were getting married. Sorry, buddy. Hate to bring that up.
Wow.
I'm going to really enjoy your stand-up this Sunday.
Well, all right.
You want to press your fuck you button real quick?
It's understood. Sometimes Sumner Redstone just points to his iPad and then picks it up and leaves. He doesn't even have to bother. Well, what I was going to say is I do think people are going to get their comeuppance in that Bill Cosby doing a second trial for the same woman. Mm. I think something will happen. I think something has to happen. When
remind me again, this is...
Well, that's the thing. When you don't easily understand what's going on, that's when you know the person's in the wrong. So he paid off this woman, Constant. What's her first name? Andrea? Andrea Constant? And paid her like so many, $3, $4 million to be quiet about being drugged and raped. Mm. But now it's a thing where Bill Cosby is saying, well, if she's talking about me, I want my money back. But the way I understand it is because he said he never raped somebody, that's why she's able to talk about it. Because so, both parties had to be quiet. But it doesn't seem clear.
So, okay, so the contract says everyone stops talking about rape and Cosby, right? Then he goes, I didn't do that, meaning
to rape. To anybody.
Yeah, meaning rape. And oh, he didn't even say specifically her.
Right.
What an incredible loophole. So once one party starts talking about it, it's null and void, so then she's able to discuss it?
That's what I'm believing.
Okay. I think I did understand that, but... And I enjoy it in a way, but in another way, I'm just like, who cares about our fucking system of law? Because there's always a dumb loophole.
The Bill Cosby retrial got off to a sitcom-worthy start Monday when a topless actress who, as a child, played bit parts in The Cosby Show ended up running towards Bill Cosby as he was entering court with her shirt off. So her shirt's off, nipples and everything. And it has Women's Lives Matter written on her in paint, feminist, et cetera. And the names written of all of Cosby's accusers.
All of them?
As many as can fit on her body.
She's very small for that.
Right. She started getting upset when they could all fit.
Well, you have to get one of those, my 500-pound life, my half-ton whatever,
right,
to fit all the names that he raped.
So she says, I wasn't going to attack Bill Cosby. Cops, of course, stopped her from getting right up to him. But she says, I want him just to at least feel uncomfortable. She says, I don't want him to think it's a la-di-da-day. I want him to remember, no, you be uncomfortable. I want you to know what you did. This isn't just you're going into a building. You are a rapist.
You know, this is one of those things where it's like, oh, sweetie pie, this isn't going to do anything except that I kind of feel good. I'm like, thanks, girl.
I do like
You know, I like it because it's like it's going to get her in trouble, which is unfortunate. So that's why I don't like it. But I'm like, there's something that felt good about that.
I don't think you get in big trouble for doing something like this. That's what I think, right?
Really, even though you could... really be accused of
it's like the guy that there was the guy that was raping all the gymnasts and one of the fathers lunged at him and said
in court
and said, please just give me, said to the judge, can I have a minute to beat the shit out of him, please?
Right.
Nothing happens to him. That's nice.
Oh, thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah. I hope that that crosses over into women and tits, including nipples, you know?
Yeah.
She'll
get disorderly conduct. She'll fight it. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it still puts her in the court system and probably costs her money, maybe, you know, but good for her.
If she's willing.
I want to say thank you.
That's right. Well, it brings it, I think, closer to the front of the paper. I think the only reason I saw it on the news is because this woman did this.
Mm. Oh, I see. So she really did make it not another day.
Yeah.
It's interesting what does and doesn't make it into the paper because you would think Cosby going into court would make it in.
Right. But no matter what it's about, if it's a naked woman, you're in the paper.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's funny. In a not funny way.
Yeah.
That's not funny like let's start a podcast about it funny.
An 82-year-old man, Conrado Ailman, was caught rubbing against a woman on a subway train here in New York City. It was the fourth woman that he's victimized in the past 2 years. So again, 82 years old, just grinding against somebody, gets caught red-handed. And he's saying that he didn't do that because he can't do it because he says he's impotent.
You can rub your shitty little flaccid dick on someone. You can, just like how guys try to push a flaccid dick into a vagina sometimes.
And they
just mush it in.
And the old man's lawyer said his client suffers from dementia. But what does that have to do with anything?
Of course, you're demented, you fuck.
That's what I mean. He suffers from being demented. Yeah. Dementia? No. Being demented.
Yeah. I suffer from being a fuck.
But like when they can't agree on the same point, like I didn't do it because I can't grow a dick. And then the lawyer's like, he has dementia. So that's why it's different.
Yeah. Also, you got caught doing it 4 times in 2 years. First of all, you did it way more times.
Right.
And second, you are so slow and deliberate that you got caught. You know how many times we've seen dick on the train, just in general, as women, right, as men, whatever. How many times women have been groped and then turn around and nobody's there, or it's too, right, squished or whatever. You got caught. So that's for 2 reasons. One, you linger too long because you're like, maybe I can get hard, and he just keeps trying. And the other one is you're slow and you can't run.
Well, let me tell you something, and nobody wants to hear this, but it's a young man's game. Okay?
Well, I think he's doing it because he's old and can go, what am I? Just, where am I?
Maybe.
Oh, I must be smoking that reefer the kids are doing now. That's what? I don't want to get away with criminal, like sexual misconduct when I get older, but I plan on acting dumb when I get older.
Why are you?
Thanks, Julia.
Why are you retired and on a subway during rush hour? I don't like that alone. There's no need. You're arrested until we figure out what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah. I find it strange.
Fuck you.
Here's a woman that was taking a selfie at a Brazilian music festival. And as she was doing it, and because she was doing it, she caught somebody slipping something into her drink.
Whoa. That means that guy, he didn't even look to the right and the left before he did it. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I assuming it's a man? Please, Keith. Right. Please.
Thank goodness. But then, you know, what do you do next? And the story doesn't follow up. I would like to think that I would be able to, you know, talk to my friend and say, all right, here's what we're going to do. I want you to videotape all of this. I'm going to act like I'm taking the drink.
Mm.
He's going to watch me. I'm going to act like I'm falling over. He's going to catch me. He's going to start walking out. By then, hopefully, Brazilian police already.
Mm.
That would be the dream.
That's lovely. Another one, I immediately thought of something totally different. I like yours. I thought of like switching the drink without him looking. And then he takes it and passes out. But then it comes to like, and then what? I shove a dildo in his ass? Now I'm a rapist. But I honestly like kind of went there.
I don't know. I don't need
it,
this.
It sounds like that's the sex he wants to have.
I don't need that kind of game. Like it's the Princess Bride. Did you do both classes?
Oh, right. Then you know? I have to keep track.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not good at that.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe he just swallows these pills all the time. Maybe it's nothing to him.
How did the newspaper have no follow-up?
Right.
Anyway, that happened.
That's
in other news.
That's how much women are listened to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at what she saw. Look at her eyes. Nice, right?
I'm hearing a lot of from people, it seems, that they bore witness or had their own drink spiked.
Yeah.
Like it's a common thing.
It is a common thing, but it's still shocking.
Kenda was telling me about a TV show, the What Would You Do, where they set up a situation, which, by the way, I think only causes problems. But anyway,
they set up false situations that cause controversy and see if you respond to it and how you respond. So there was one.
You saw somebody get robbed, for example, and then how would the civilian handle it? But you're on hidden camera. So what I'm saying is I wonder if next time you see somebody get robbed, you're like, I don't want to be on camera again.
Yeah, to me, those shows, like, they're good because they get you thinking and they remind you of humanity in a way. But in another way, there was one where they set up this guy and what's supposed to be his father at a booth, something like this. And he's talking about an interracial relationship that he's having, or either they're sitting there, both people in the couple, and they're interracial. And the father's, like, saying all kinds of racist shit and enough to, like, for other tables to overhear. And you don't always want to get in the center of that.
Right.
And it doesn't, to me, it's like, yeah, I would love to get in the center of that. I'd love to be like, shut the fuck up. But that doesn't help. It just makes you feel better about your deal. Like, I'm captain, you have to say the right thing. And I don't think that's how racists respond well. I don't think that's how you change anybody's mind. Right. I don't think that the son is going to have an easier time because I yelled at his dad that day. Like, you know, my mother has done that. I don't, people coming up, I'm just going to agree with you. Yeah, she's racist. Let's kick her out of the country. I got her documentation right here.
Well, living in New York City, you assume, I think I'm always on some kind of hidden camera show. Right. And I pass anybody, I go, no!
And then I with your button?
Yeah, right, right. I see
for efficiency, of course.
Right. I see somebody looking at some girl's ass. No.
Oh, a very deliberate slow no, so they know you're serious.
Well, it's odd that, you know, I only have the same exact no and yes for all situations.
Right. That's where it gets a little awkward, but you're working through.
I pass people. I go, I don't think so.
And then you feel creepy.
Well, I don't know. I just move on with my day. You know, just in case I'm on NBC or something.
Well, on this show, they showed a couple on a date, and there's somebody, you know, just off on at the bar enough to overhear things or to see things. The woman goes to the bathroom, and the man, you know, opens a pill, obviously.
Right.
Like, not even, like, just, like, unscrews it slowly, right. Waits, then pours it, and then, like, you know, shakes it a little, make sure all the right. things in the... It's so it's very, very obvious. And
it says, and definitely all the drugs.
Is this one hers? Right. Hey, bartender, she ordered the... Okay, no big deal, just this pill. I mean, forget it. So they do that, and they do make sure that people are looking, which I still think it's fake. And,
what do you mean?
It could be just...
Producers doing that?
Yeah, it could be like, you know, a cattle call, like, hey, you guys want $50, just pretend you're annoyed by this.
Okay.
But they said that, according to them, according to this show, people, if I remember right, were saying something when a woman was being drugged, but then they switched it where a woman was drugging a dude and not as many people gave a shit.
Did everybody say something when a woman was being drugged?
No.
Okay, so...
No, and somebody said that's none of my business. That's something I would interfere with.
But who are these idiots? Never mind they're assholes. Who are these people that are... Absolutely, I will sign your scientific experiment. You can use my face on camera, me seeing a woman get drugged and not say anything.
Because I think TV is that powerful and people love seeing... Like, I was on TV. What show? Oh, the one where I let a
rapist
get raped. But it wasn't real. It wasn't real. And I kind of knew it.
Right, right. I mean, let me tell you how they were putting this medicine in the drink anyways. It was ridiculous.
I really do think that's true because I remember this reality star made a fool of herself in one way or another. Meanwhile, I'm like, that's whatever. She was drunkenly dancing. She didn't like it. And everyone was like giving her shit. And her response to that was like, well, I'm on TV. So obviously I'm better than you. Right. And who did they choose to be on TV? Me. I'm like, oh, congrats. They got you on there drinking a lot and doing things that you don't want to do in public.
You're on the new show, House of Idiots, but congratulations.
Right. Well, you know, they had to pick a House of Idiots, so.
Yeah, I would never.
Maybe you're an even bigger idiot because they didn't even pick you for House of Idiots. So you must be like House of Super Idiots. So I guess you're waiting for that show to get produced.
The MTV show Boiling Points, which Hemda and myself were on, but I told Hemda ahead of time what was going on. And these, in our little skit, these women doing a horrible, horrible Russian accent.
This was, okay. Ugh, I was so annoyed by this because I really wanted to throw a drink in her face.
Literally.
Yeah, I really, like, that was my move. So Keith was tricking me that we're going into this restaurant and what was going to come, these two women are going to be hitting on him and I'm going to get mad and react. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if Keith didn't tell me that this was happening, I wouldn't have reacted. I just would have laughed. Like, yeah. Look at these women hitting on you. That's funny.
Without exaggeration, the women are looking at me with giving me the eyes, looking me up and down. And being like, and that was Russian.
And I whisper to Keith, I'm like, should I be annoyed that they're just thinking I'm a moron and they think that that's a language?
I'm like, they think I'm hot and this bothers you. and they're just like, shlosh, shlish. Yes, I'll bet shlish, shlush, shlosh.
It was a lot of shishlus.
A lot of slushes, a lot of slushes. And
it is slushy in there.
Right.
It's very snowy.
Finally, the woman reaches over to, I believe, touch my leg. Oh, no, she puts her hand on my leg and starts going up my thigh. And then I'm just like, I guess this is it.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, I don't know. She's touching it. I don't give a shit. There have been guys who've touched my thigh and I moved them away. I don't need Keith throwing a drink on them.
Right.
Like, who gets that mad? So I go, what are you doing? And I throw the drink. But to be honest, I realized that we were their first couple.
Right.
So they would have to reset over and over again. So I didn't do it as strong because I knew she'd have to redo her face. I felt so bad. They're just actors also, terrible actors, but
right.
So I half-assed it and I was like, damn, I should have overturned the table.
Yeah.
And then I felt so stupid and silly that I walked out, but it was perfect because I was about to laugh. So I walked out and walked down the block and it was just like, ah. And they thought I walked out because I was so pissed.
So if you're a pussy and you never complain on that show, you get $100. If you stand up for yourself, you don't get any money. And then we say, yeah, I think she's going to need the money anyway.
Yeah.
They go, okay.
Yeah, they gave it to us. They bought us dinner.
And then I said, you know what? Let me talk to her for a second. And I said, okay, she'll sign, but we're going to need dinner also.
Yeah.
And to watch these other couples get stuff half thrown on them.
Yeah, because everyone else came into the same restaurant, the same spot. We just moved over and watched the show.
But Lady Gaga was on that show about a year or two before she became a big name. And she's in a restaurant. You can find this online, and she's in a restaurant, and it does make you wonder if it's real, though, because she is an actress of sorts, right? She gets a phone call in a restaurant, has to leave to answer the phone, but really walks far away, then comes back. She was sitting by herself, so why wouldn't you just take the call there? I believe it was a call. Maybe it was the bathroom. They take her meal, and she goes, oh, where's my meal? And they're like, oh, we threw it out. She says, well, I was nowhere done with it. Mm-hmm. And they give the meal back now with an obvious napkin on it. She's like, why is there an obvious napkin? Why is there a dirty napkin on my food? And they go, oh, we threw in the garbage, but here's all your food
right,
now.
But don't lose your shit.
Right.
In fact, don't even say anything. Right. Just go, okay, thanks, here's my money.
Right. But she says, I can't believe this. This is horrible. And this is why you'll always be a waitress.
Oh, then I believe her.
But why then does she sign saying, oh, you got me, I'll sign the release? Did she really need $100 and didn't think she can get it otherwise? Like, she really seemed out of line.
I don't know. Maybe, though, because everyone thinks it's such a stupid throwaway thing.
And it doesn't seem fake because there's a lot of words needed bleeped.
Huh. Maybe that's her way of showing that it's real. Again,
I
would never throw my drink on anyone, and that was my move. You know, like, here I am.
And she also thought she'd be a star at the time.
Hey-o.
So why would you want that out?
Me too, buddy.
But why would you want that out there? No, you weren't an asshole. Lady Gaga was an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't pick that to say, because I wouldn't want that out there at all about a waiter.
Well, my point is, who are these people that are assholes and then they sign over? That's crazy to me. And yeah. I know you're saying it's TV and it's TV, but...
Yeah.
Just say, hey, redo it and I'll stop the pill guy. This time I'll fight him.
I think they... I remember... So we had a friend... I still do. Have a friend who works at HBO sometimes. And they do... they ask people personal questions on the street, like man on the street thing. And then they bring in someone to have them sign.
Right.
So I got a couple people to sign it. And so
you're helping her.
Yeah. You have this sort of like charismatic personality. I hate to say that after I just said I did it, but this charismatic personality that kind of tells you like, that was fun. You know, you guys want to sign this, like sort of easing, like nothing happened.
Here's this,
you know, and some people are drunk.
Right.
And some people really want attention.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a story of a Florida woman who cops found in her bag. She was pulled over for reckless driving. Saw in her bag that she had cocaine. She says, she's 26 years old, that, oh, there's cocaine in my bag. Quote, it's a windy day. It must have flown through the window and into my purse.
Good for her. I love it. I love it.
And up my nose a little bit.
Sure. Now prove me wrong on this stupid fucking arrest you're about to do. My God. I would just be like, just go. Just,
right.
You're right. We're wrong. Get out of here.
Ma'am, is this your cocaine?
No.
Ma'am?
Fuck you.
All right, ma'am.
He flew in.
Anything your iPad says can be used against you in a court of law?
Fuck you.
All right. All right. Cardi B says she once got a black market butt injection from the Queens woman who is now suspected of killing a patient in her basement.
Who's this?
Cardi B is a huge name now. I saw her. She was just on SNL. Mm. Her big song is Bodak Yellow. It's called, it's what you call trap music, I've learned. Mm-hmm. If somebody traps you and tries to torture you, they play this.
These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves.
I thought, I just assumed she was like some reality star that somehow made it with a goofy song or something.
Oh, really?
But she's the real deal. Shows you what I know.
So trap music is that laid back.
Sounds like it.
Is that what? Versace.
That's from a real song. Guess what it's called?
The shirt I like to wear.
It's called Versace.
I like to wear that brand. I like to go outside.
She's 25 years old. She told GQ that she got the fake butt injection about 4 years ago. So it's like that silicone stuff. You're surprised these people are alive after. And sometimes they're not. Her boyfriend also had just cheated on her with a woman with, quote, a big fat ass. So she is messing with her mind.
Mm.
The Bronx-born hip-hopper, whose real name is Belcalis Almanzar.
Cool name.
Shelled out $800 for the injection.
That seems cheap, right?
Well, when it's from, you know, the hardware store.
Right.
They don't numb your ass with anything, she said. It was the craziest pain ever.
Ugh.
I felt like I was going to pass out. I felt a little dizzy, and it leaks for like 5 days.
Oh!
Still, Cardi says she was happy enough with the work that she planned to go back for more.
Oh.
But by the time I was going to go get it, the lady got locked up because she supposedly killed somebody.
Whoa.
Well, somebody died on her table.
Whoa.
She also talks in the GQ interview about being affiliated with the Bloods gang. She recalls that when she was a teen, some members told her, "You should come home, you should turn blood." And I did, she said. Yes, I did. And something that it's not like, oh, you leave, you don't leave. So Cardi B is a member of the Bloods.
Whoa. She's wearing a lot of colors in that thing, though.
Right.
Wow. Make a decision.
I'm looking at an outfit. Yeah, with all rainbows. I don't know what you're allowed to wear and not wear as a Blood. But
although that's the first rainbow that doesn't have blue. So I think she's cool.
She's not. No blue on the set, everybody.
That's so scary. Wait, so after she blew up, they said come home and join the Bloods?
She doesn't really delve into it. I can't see. Wow. I don't know if it was before she was huge or not. I'm going to guess before because she's fairly new. So this would have been when she was a teen.
So then she is always in unless, because Jess Wood taught us this.
Mm-hmm.
You get jumped in, meaning like you walk through a bunch of gang members and they punch you. Like as you walk, punch you, kick you, whatever you right. want. So you can like survive that as you walk through all the members. And then to get out, they jump you out again. But now I think they can, you know, like the jumping in is cruel right. and they can break shit. It doesn't matter. You have to take it. But now you're leaving and we're about to punch you. Oof, that's right. Gotta be bad.
Once a month, she has to do a drive-by.
Right. Excuse me. I can't do that date on tour.
Or she's got to be worried she's going to get jumped out while she's on stage.
Or she's got to worry about Crips
yeah.
in the audience.
Sure.
Oh, is that what you were saying?
No, I'm saying oh, okay. The Bloods might jump her. I mean, all I'm saying is be careful at these shows, but it sounds exciting.
Oh, it is exciting. And right? You know what? I was talking earlier about what trap music means, and mm-hmm. Andrea added, it's also the beat and the clapping noise. Now, mm-hmm. for those
that's her ass making that sound.
That's cool. Oh, like that fast beat. Yeah. Now we understand it. Now we can retweet information and sound like we know what's cool, everybody. So you're welcome.
It's like a fast beat. All right.
You know it when you hear it.
All right. Well, I'm excited about these events and I'm excited to see everybody. Thank you for coming out.
See you tonight. KeithandTheGirl.com.